Good day, everyone. Trust you are good. It's a beautiful week already. And yes, welcome to Titan Podcast. My name is Ajibike. Yes, I'm so happy about the feedbacks I got on my last episode on Boo Bay Matters. Thank you so much. And if this is your first time of listening to Titan Podcast, so welcome to you. And you can as well go through the past episodes. I would really enjoy them. Let me give you an intro of what I'll be talking about today. When I was in secondary school, my class teacher used to wonder if I ever get hungry. There was a day he called me, he said, "JPK, you smile always. Do you even get angry at all?" And there was my closest friend. Her name is Barakat. She was like, "JPK, hey, you don't know her." Because I was in the boarding house and we were both in the same room. She knows everything about me. So yes, I smile outside, you know, but I have some things I do in the room. I have some crazy things I show my friends in the room. But my class teacher doesn't know these things. Alright, so today we're talking about friendship. I'm talking about friendship today. Like I said, I smile a lot, like a whole lot, and which attracts people to me, which makes people want to be my friend. So yeah, in school, when people see me, they call me, "Hi, Jibika." I'm always like, "Hi, hello." And then, you know, sometimes you don't have the strength, but you just have to fake it. And yeah, they call me their friend. They're like, she's my friend. I don't mean to be rude, but most of them, they are not my friends. Yes, I have a different definition of friendship. So the fact that I smile, the fact that I talk with you doesn't really make you my friend. And I'm sure you've heard people say, choose your friends, don't allow your friends choose you. That's true. I choose my friends, I don't allow them. So you can make me your friend and I won't be, and you won't be my friend. I don't mean to be rude, I'm just being honest here. So the fact that you gist with me doesn't make you my friend. There are levels to friendship. So I got a message from a lady asking me to talk about friendship, and she asked me some questions. She said, how can one begin, or how can you choose your friends? She said, how can you choose your friends? And yeah, from her question, I realized she's a Christian, and she said, should one be friends with unbelievers? Okay, so I'll just talk now generally. First off, who are you? For my kind of person, I get influenced easily. So you can, I don't smoke, but to some extent, and I get convinced easily, especially if you know how to use, especially if you know how to put some things together to convince me. So I get convinced easily. My closest friend can testify to that. So for instance, if I have a friend who smokes and we are always together, and then she keeps giving me reasons why I should smoke, am I likely giving? Yeah, so that's my kind of person. So I get influenced easily, which makes me choose my friends and not allow my friends choose me. I can agree to the fact that there are some people who can be so stubborn and they just want to be your friends by force. Like, if you are not my friend, there's nothing else you can do. Like, so there are people like that who are so stubborn and they just want to be your friend, probably because of what they've seen you do, or probably because of probably just like one or two things about you, and they just want to be your friend. But you have a choice. You have a choice. You can decide to make them your friend, but create boundaries. Yes, I can make you my friend and not make you know my house. We're only meeting in class, in school, and then just gist, and that's all. I can make you my friend and not give you access to some things in my life. So yes, so that doesn't really mean you would not talk to them or not relate with them, but you have to be sensitive and careful as well. Like I said, I get influenced easily, so definitely I have to be sensitive and I have to be conscious about picking my own friends if I want to live a better life. Basically, there are no rules to choosing a friend. It just boils down to knowing who you are, knowing what you stand for. Definitely, I can't be friends with someone who smokes. I can't be friends with someone who drinks. Yes, because I know my kind of person. Apart from me getting influenced easily, for sure, I'm a role model, and who people see me with matters. I'm not trying to condemn anyone, or I'm not trying to say I'm better than some people. I'm only saying it is my responsibility to create a good impression about me, and it is my responsibility to make people know that yes, I'm living a good life. I'm not trying to condemn anyone. Like I said, it's just based on knowing who you are. I'm a Christian, and definitely I shouldn't be found with someone who smokes. I shouldn't be found with someone who commits adultery. So these are little things one needs to consider. You need to consider yourself, your family. I'm not saying if you're a Christian, don't relate with Muslims. If you can handle it, fine. Well, I can handle it. I have a friend, like I said, her name is Barakat. She's a sweet friend, and we've been together for years now. And she's a Muslim. I am a Christian. I can handle it because I know myself. So if you know you can handle being friends with some Muslims, particularly some Muslims who try to convince you to be like them or like that. My friend and I, we've never talked about me becoming a Christian, a Muslim, and she becoming a Christian. We've never talked about that. We just gist and vibe. So yeah, that's just it. So if you know you can't handle some things, choose your friends. Nobody will force you. Some people see me as a loving and a sweet person, while some people see me as a proud girl. Well, it's fine. The fact that I choose not to relate with you because I know I really can't balance up doesn't mean you should tag me as proud. But if you do, well, it's my life. So yes, it's your life, and you have your own life to live. Okay? You have your own life to live. So just know who you are, know what you stand for, and then considering these things, you'll be able to choose your friends, and I trust God to help you pick the right friends. And know that if you want good friends, you have to be a good friend. Yeah, what goes around comes around. If you want to have a good friend, make sure you are a good friend. What are you contributing to the friendship? What are you bringing to the table? What value are you adding to the friendship? So that's when you get people that are like you too, that will make you their friends. One thing is, if you are doing great and amazing things, you would have so many friends. But it's left to you to now decide the ones you can. It's left to you to discern. I wrote something on discernment, and you can find that on my Facebook or my Instagram page. Just search for me on Instagram or Facebook, Ajibike Kupola. You will see me there. So I wrote something on discernment, and if you can just read up, you get more of what I'm trying to point out here. So I would love to stop here. I would really want to hear from you, your questions, your suggestions, and your contributions. Yeah. So bye for now, and have a great time. Have a great day, and enjoy yourself. Bye.